From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. We're now a few hours into the 2014 primary, but some polls remain quiet. In part, it could be the lack of interest, or it could be a lack of knowledge in the candidates. Outside a polling place at St. Stephen Lutheran Church in Pompano Beach, 62-year-old Mike DiStefano holds up a little cheat sheet. He says he went online and did a little homework.
Years ago, I didn't vote for a while, I'll be honest. And the reason was that I would get called for jury duty all the time. So that's like 20 years ago. But I like to complain a little, so if I want to complain, I better vote.
Following judicial races can also be a bit of a challenge, and Barbara Knapp has figured that one out.
We have a friend, Sandy, who is very follows it to that level. She's retired, and she enjoys it, and she's very active. So we call her, and she tells us her opinions, and we usually go with that.
But the reality is few people are turning out. Elections supervisors like Leon County's Ian Sancho say with little in doubt during the primary, a lot of citizens are simply staying home from the polls.
We have fewer than normal local races on the ballot. We don't seem to have any dynamic or competitive statewide races at this point. And so it's really kind of a quiet primary.
In the last 2 weeks, about 30,000 voters in Miami-Dade went to the polls. About 84,000 cast absentee ballots. In Broward, early voting lasted 10 days. In that time, a little more than 19,000 people showed up to the polls, while another 40,000 turned in absentee ballots. Overall, for this primary season, we might see less than 22% of Florida voters showing up. Tonight's polls close at 7 p.m. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.